Thank you. Okay. So this morning, our topic is going to be self-retreats. And Janet and I are joining you from San Luis Obispo. We're at a small retreat center called Crow's End. And one of our Sangha members, Mary Renard, established this place almost 25 years ago to support reflective meditation and other Buddhist practices and other contemplative practices. So this is our first morning of the retreat, and we're going to have a conversation about why we do self-retreats. Janet,
Take it away,
you're
Janet.
up.
Good morning. Nice to see you all. So I've quite a long history of doing self-retreats. Sometimes I do it camping. Sometimes I make arrangements at a retreat center. And in thinking about what I would say to you, I think that self-retreat was just something that I felt I should do. And I didn't have a lot of inner motivation for wanting to solve any issue or explore anything. I just was going to do the form. So sometimes I would do a lot of walking and sitting. Other times I would do metta and the Brahmavihara. So you can tell this is somewhat before I found reflective meditation. But it kept my practice alive for me in the time between longer retreats, and it showed me my own commitment to practice, which I guess I needed to show myself.
And the world,
Yeah,
maybe. I
yeah,
mean,
yeah,
and
yeah,
your family,
yeah,
friends.
yeah, yeah. Good point. Yeah, so that's all I can think of at the moment.
Well, Janet and I did this last year also. So this is our second time, and coming together with our own intentions and ideas about what a retreat, a self-retreat would look like. And we are, Janet's camping in her van, and I'm staying in a little cabin. And we made all our food, and we brought that. And we're having a light schedule. We're just kind of putting a few things in place that we're going to do together, and then have time alone and time to go to the beach and walk, and time to really take in the beautiful nature that we're in. But also for me, and one of the things that came up this morning in my meditation is I just want to have time in a safe place with my eyes closed, just to be here and sit with my eyes closed, let my mind wander, let my body be relaxed, and be with friends, Janet and Mary and Bonita and Wendy, and also have time with myself where I'm not on a schedule. Life is so scheduled for many of us, for myself, and I would even say I have a fairly light schedule in general. But just to have time where nothing to do, nothing to be, let's see what happens.
Yeah, there's such a freedom in that. I mean, you used to come here once a month, used to drive here once a month.
I did.
So, and she was teaching. So it's like, oh, now I can teach myself.
Right. I don't have to have a student-teacher relationship on a self-retreat. It's more a you and you and you and the world.
Yeah, it's the connection with everything. And this is such a beautiful place. The first time I came here last year, I was just overwhelmed by how gorgeous it was. There's these beautiful oak trees that just don't quit. And I'm really a fan of oak trees. So it's just to be able to be in a quiet place with nothing else on the schedule except being friends and having a practice.
Though I think historically for both of us, when you go on a retreat, there are intentions or goals or ideas about what should happen on this retreat. I mean, we are dedicating this time for contemplation and for our spiritual life.
And our
So
spiritual development.
And our spiritual development. So we must develop, we must with some development. But one of the directions I've been going, and we did this in the visioning meeting, is that we're looking at not just intentions, but where are intentions aspirational? Where are they something that are more realistic, like really things that we can do that we're not going to, like, you know, berate ourselves if we don't do them, that they're really close at hand. And what are some of our limits and boundaries? What are some things that we're dealing with right now that would prevent some of the things that we normally could do, you know, and we want to talk about those a little bit before we end.
Mm-hmm. And explore them internally. I think so much of my early practice life was aspiration. We were just speaking a little earlier about, you know, well, why were we doing this? Well, we're doing it to be enlightened, but we had no idea what that meant in general, or certainly for ourselves. And so over lots of years of practice, those two things come closer together. Like, why are we doing it? Well, we're doing it. Yeah, you tell me. We're doing it because we do it, and because it's really satisfying, and because it answers some really deep longing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, as you say that longing, you know, that has been with us, mm-hmm. to do more retreats. I mean, we used to do about 10 retreats a year together. A lot of times they were in person, all of them were, mm-hmm. in person. Mm-hmm. But now that's relaxed. That kind of longing to do more is settling. And I used to have this, I remember it really early on, I had the adage of less is more. And I used to repeat that to me, myself, as a mantra. And I realized this morning, it's happening. Like, that's no longer aspirational. That's really something I commit to. That's part of the way I live my life. And now I have these limits that help support that less is more, which I don't have the stamina to meditate 10 hours a day. And I don't have the desire to do that anymore either.
Yeah, so that's where the intention is really shifting to, like, the intention now, whatever it might have been, lofty intention before, now it's like, can I keep up with myself? Can I see where I am? Can I honor that? Can I do that? Right. Rather than flipping into, like, oh, I should, or I wish I, or why not, or, mm-hmm. all those things that, you know, aspirations do for us. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have often felt really disillusioned by aspirations, especially the really large ones of the world. And I noticed that there was something this morning, Eleanor Roosevelt had put together a committee along with a lot of other people about human rights, a declaration of human rights. And on it are all the things that we would hope the world would be, and we're not doing a lot of them. And I just felt that disillusionment this morning, and disappointment, and also the commitment to those values, to those declarations of humanity, of equal rights, of the direction of treating people with kindness and curiosity. So it's just an interesting larger vision that I'm also working on the smaller micro level within myself.
So it strikes me that humanity, that we all have these aspirations, you know, we shouldn't kill, we shouldn't have war, we shouldn't be angry. And I think that's a universal human, mm-hmm. desire that we could live in peace and kindness with one another. But it's pretty aspirational, mm-hmm. as we can see, like at any era, there's always war and anger and hatred. And so it's like, how do we make peace inside ourselves with that fact, the fact that it is aspirational?
Well, and for me, it's been about being clearer about that's aspirational and a long-term project, like a long evolutionary direction. And what's something that's a little bit more close at hand, what I can commit to, seems to be something I can do now and want to continue and hope that will grow into something on that aspirational list.
And accepting that we have limits is really part of that process. Because if you don't accept your limits, then the aspirations just keep expanding. Whereas when we have limits, we say, oh yeah, I just really can't sit 10 hours a day anymore. Right. So it's
You know, the interesting thing with the limits word, sometimes the limits can feel a bit limiting, you know, like limiting language. But the word boundary has been really helpful because while I can't sit 10 hours anymore, I also don't want to. I have like a boundary of like wanting to be more gentle and wanting to actually see where things lead a little bit more, a lot more than setting up this really intense plan that then I have to match. So kind of the body mind has come together in a nice way, I'll say.
Yeah, it's coming together in a nice way. Why don't we leave it?
I think we're done. We're so glad to join you. It's really, really nice to see your faces in this different room.